I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Welcome to Horrible Decisions.
You serenaded that better than them niggas did on stage for our dating game.
I mean, you know, I feel like my vocals is coming. By the way, you pussy ass hoes need to stop going to episode one and telling me how much my voice didn't change. It's called puberty. Anyways, welcome y'all to Horrible Decisions. Bitch, I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion, a.k.a. Peggy Markle, a.k.a. Full Court Punks, a.k.a. Dead Bitch. What's that, so?
Welcome back, y'all. My name is Weezy, and it's just us today. Just how you like it.
Just how you like it. Oh, my God. Oh, it's just
a little 2024.
Oh, not a third.
Well, just for full transparency, we are recording this in the year from the past.
Not the year from the past.
Year from the past. It's history. However, we wanted you to have an episode with just of us at the top, just us at the top of the year, because we're your faves.
So, for the catch up, I did want us to start off with some bit of manifestations. Y'all know I just learned about manifesting last year. Well, this year, but it's last year now. But I said, let's talk about the things, I would say relationship-wise and sex-wise.
Okay.
That maybe we didn't get in 2023 that we would like in 2024. And also maybe just the things that we won't go back to with both of us having ended relationships. I wanted to start off with, like, what do you manifest your love life to be in 2024? Weezy. And action.
I want to manifest being on the same page.
Mm.
I had great sex in 2023 towards the end. Just summer and beyond. I dated a celibate nigga in the beginning and then I got the shit fucked out of me towards the end. Great. Hope I still am getting the shit fucked out of me.
I hope you finally got it. I hope you finally pissed on the nigga.
So. I hope so too. I think I also would like another experience with a woman where she doesn't shit on me. That'd be great.
I can't wait.
Honestly, I know it's like love and sex, but one thing I really want to manifest, I want to live in Paris for a few months.
You've been saying that.
I think this will be the year that it happens. I think I need that. And I think that this will be the year. I've been saying I want a boyfriend. I think, and a family and kids. I think a boyfriend is actually all I want.
Whoa.
Right now.
Whoa, hey, Dwayne, drop the bomb drop right here. Wait, what? You've been talking about being pregnant like Stacey Redd for the last 2 years. Bitch, what you mean? What you mean now?
Not like Sexy Red. I just realized, like, I don't know. I live in two cities. I kind of feel like my life's a little flighty. And I want to have a baby eventually. But, like, I don't know. I just was so sure that I'd meet that person. And now I just want to enjoy that person. Just knowing that I've been dating somebody that, like, I'm still having fun with. I don't even if the person that I'm going to end up with forever or my baby daddy is in my life right now, I think I just need a second.
Okay.
And I've realized that last year really was taxing on my body with travel, with touring. And I know we're not touring this year or anything, but it was like a lot. And just having to take care of my parents in LA. But now I'm in New York. At least it's not Orlando, right? So I'm doing my thing. I'm just like, where is a baby going to come in the mix? Like, I don't know. And I really want to just keep having fun. But I don't want to have casual fun. I do want to, like, have someone that I'm pouring into and that I'm going to be having some commitment back from that to me feels worth it. Like, I have fun with my friends every time I vacation with them. Ibiza, Africa, same, wherever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Asia. I live my life having fun. Actually, you know what's funny? I was talking to one of my homeboys who has a 40th birthday this year. And I was like,
he old. Sorry.
Not really.
Sorry, y'all.
But I was like, yo, what do you want to do? And he was like, I just want to chill with my friends. And he was like, nigga, we get lit whenever we want. Right. Like, we live a dope ass life. Like, I don't need that much. And I was like, damn, that makes me think about like a bachelorette party. If I was getting married, what would I want it to be like? He's like, we have that every weekend, any one time we want. And literally. I was like, yeah, like, it's a blessing to live this fucking life. So I think for me, I just want to have amazing experiences with a partner. Like, I'm kind of tired of traveling with my friends. I know you're not, but I am. I like getting fucked on vacation.
Bitch, I'm doing solo trips. What do you mean?
Even that, like, I do a lot of solo vacations, yeah, right? And, like, I'm kind of bored with it. And it's funny, one of my homegirls told me, I could be happy as long as I just have money to travel the world. I'm like, bitch, I've been doing that the last 3 years. And trust me, it's fun, but then there's...
So then what else is there then? If that's fun...
I want to get fucked on that trip.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
See, my whole 20s was getting fucked on trips. So I'm, like, enjoying being able to fund my own trips and be with friends and do exactly what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. Because a lot of my 20s was on other people's times.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in that space where I'm enjoying, like, all the trips that I plan to make. 2024, Japan will be the international trip.
That was my
life. But it's because, bitch, I eat so much sushi. I'm like, bitch, why do you think to go to motherfucking Japan?
Bitch, you're going to eat a lot of beef. That's really...
I will not.
It's the state. Why not?
I don't do beef like that.
You eat Wagyu.
Little tiny pieces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'll do the little tiny
pieces. No, it's like the best.
But I'm not
going
to do like no steak.
But it's
like,
also
no
like, it's the same price as like a ribeye here.
Oh, I know. Some bullshit.
Because it's...
Well,
Kobe,
I'm gonna do the nice shit.
No, I mean, and it's like so dope, just fashion, culture, everything.
Yeah,
like
I'm excited to go there.
Brianna's actually going to Japan. I was thinking about going with her, but I think I'm gonna do a little Mexico stint again. I think I said I want to live in Paris, but it's fucked up because like I don't really want to go anywhere new. I want to just go to the places I like, which is kind of weird. But when I say I want to live in Paris, I think I'm so obsessed with that city. I need that moment for myself. Maybe I'll meet a nigga out there. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll have a nigga and I'll bring it with me. I don't know, but I want to learn some French. I want to enjoy life while I'm young and while I can afford it. Because to me, once I get a kid, ooh,
yeah,
bitch, the way I spend money on my baby.
In the way inflation.
Sexually, some new experiences. I don't know. I've been having a really fun sex life. Like, just loving being able to explore my body again. Last year was the most sex I've had since Old Bay. Because, I mean... Having a boyfriend, you're fucking all the time. You know this. Being able to date someone consistently and get like, that shit is fun as shit. Having more like experiences like that. I don't really like so many new experiences with new people because I'm more comfortable when I'm already fucking. Like I can be more loose. I can be more myself. So like, I want more of that. I'm also trying to think, what else? What do I really want?
I mean, you don't have to have the answer right now. You do not. And in a couple episodes or mid-year or at the end of the year, maybe you'll know.
Not to be so definitive.
I mean, I don't think even so. This is what this outline, y'all, is a lot about why I asked this question. I manifested, I think, what I wanted right before the pandemic without knowing all the things, but also without being exactly really particular in the things I wanted. And I think what I wanted has changed in a way that I don't know, to be very honest with you. I think I didn't date at all last year. Once I broke up with this nigga, I went back to 24/7, Green Eyes, and Detroit. Those was my three little, you know. And then I stopped seeing them abruptly and literally didn't have sex for the end of the year. And I miss my relationship with sex and I need it back, because right now I'm questioning what sex is so much that it doesn't feel healthy to me. And I literally brought that up with my therapist. I was like, bitch, I want to get back to fucking, because I know I enjoy fucking, but the way I'm questioning what sex is and what it means and how it should make me feel and even the intricacies of it is a mind fuck right now to me. And I don't like it. Yeah. I want to go back to fucking, bitch.
I do think, though, that's healing. Well, I think that...
No, it...
We never know how much we haven't healed until, like, when you talked about a few months back, the sex club and how you went and you
and
cried.
And I fucking cried.
Bro, you never.
I mean, but also when we were in the Bay, I was with someone very attractive. We had a sexual moment. And then when I ended up spending some more time with him, I got triggered by my ex. And that was the last time I was like, oh yeah, I'm still very broken.
Bro.
And I'm not ready.
I didn't know how much, like, okay. Sometimes trigger warning, that word is like, it feels PC. But my dread nigga said something to me that like was a joke, but it triggered me so much. So fans have like tried to write me about him. Well, not tried to. But,
they have. Okay.
You know, just little things like that. And like, even at my after party, he saw a girl he had slept with, which whatever, I don't care. I really don't care. But I made a joke about it with him on the phone. Like, nigga, you walk these motherfucking streets when I'm in LA. Just, you need to ask them hoes if they listen to the podcast. And he was laughing, like, for really, like, your fans are out of control. Like, nigga can't cheat in peace. And, like, it was a joke, but also, because there's no cheating to be had on me, right?
Right, because y'all aren't together, but...
But all I could think about is Kobe. And I was like, oh my God. He used to tell me that that was why he would, like, fuck white girls. So he wouldn't like run into a fan.
Oh.
And guess what?
Wait, my ex used to tell me that's why he didn't come to our live shows.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because of what I had shared, he didn't want people to know that he was that person doing the fucked up shit, because he's like, as much as they may like me, all of our breakups, they don't like me. And maybe he read the comments and things like that. He didn't want to be in a room where everyone hated him. And I think he knew that the audience did not like him.
Yeah, you're a joke.
But for me, it's...
I actually don't think it's what he did more than your reaction. Do you remember when Old Bay would do shit and I'd be like, he ain't shit, whatever. That's not any good. Your reaction to the things he would do to you.
Well, my reaction was because this was the first person I gave my all to. Like, let's be very clear. All the other niggas that I'd have talked about on this motherfucking podcast, I didn't cook for them. I didn't bring them on trips with me. I didn't hang out with them around my friends. Mm-hmm. They didn't meet my mom. They weren't in my space the way this person was. So my reaction came from, I'm doing everything I think I'm supposed to be doing the right way. And we're broken up. Time 7 out of 13. Time 8 out of 13. He lied to me and I caught him lying, or he cheated on me. And I felt like, so the things were more like, these were my real life reactions. And I think that that's why 2023 was so much, because if I didn't share it here, because we actually had a couple weeks of a break, I was sharing it on See the Thing Is. So I was constantly having to record in real time what was going on in my relationship, to where honestly, by the time sometimes we got back into the studio, I was back with him. But the episode that was airing was me dogging this nigga out So literally, we're out in public together.
You were crazy for that.
Bro, and I mean, listen, I walk in my truth. And if a nigga fuck with me, he gonna have to know a bitch gonna be honest. So you just better behave. And I mean, to be honest, let's be very clear. I have this nigga that...
I would have cut it out.
That well, he may or may not be, you know, be breaking my celibacy, this new nigga, the 22-year-old. And literally, Weezy was like, so we gonna talk about it on the podcast? And I was like, girl, we got a break, thank God. That nigga may not even be in the picture in January or February.
Bitch, you know so the dress said, still in the picture.
I'm not gonna lie. I am going to take my time with introducing niggas to this podcast in 2024.
The only thing I will say, like even me saying, who knows if Dredd will see me in the picture, Alex was like yelling at me the other day. He was like, bro, you don't know how to have fun. You're having sex and like enjoying life right now because like you're having fun. You have to keep having fun and stop being so like on your, a man has to da 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 da. And it's crazy because I remember when recording that episode with Sahar around November, like, you know, she had a lot of rules if they don't do X, Y, Z. And I'm listening to my homeboys all tell me like, bro, just have fun. Like you have to just do this for yourself. And I actually think that is something I want to do.
This is why this podcast is going to keep working. Because we are on the opposite side. I had so much fun with niggas in my 20s.
Not like casual fun.
No, I literally just said to my therapist, this is the struggle that I'm having. I'm struggling with how to show up to get what I want.
Live in the moment. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I had so many relationships with men and treated sex so casually and so much like fun that at the end, I didn't get what I wanted. And so there's real intention with me now going into dating and sex that I want to be sure that I'm fulfilled. I had a lot of empty sex. I had a lot of transactional sex. I had a lot of sex that was, oh my God, this man is so fine. Him fucking me at 230 pounds makes me feel good. Ooh, There was a lot of very unhealthy sex that I had in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
That now where I feel the best about myself, I'm making money so it doesn't need to be transactional. I just finally had my first relationship, so I might be able to see red flags a little sooner. I want to fuck with intention and I want to date with intention. And so to me, at 33, it's not about fun anymore. Like I feel like I did that. And I want to be very clear with that. I think I allowed niggas to set the tone for shit. And then when I caught feelings, I had to retract because I was living in their world. I want a nigga to be able to show up for me how I need them to show up for me. And if they can't, I'm so fine after doing this fucking 6-7 months of fucking celibacy to be able to be like, I'm good. This doesn't serve me.
I think that like what you're saying has been the case for most women and myself. I definitely can say that like, I was like, oh, I was just supposed to be enjoying this. But what I'm taking from this time around is more like, I'm way too hard on myself when they don't work out instead of just saying, this is just an experience.
And see, I've always been like that. It's just an experience. So not that I'm hard on myself as much as I want to be harder on how people show up for me. So I got a little R&B nigga. His name going to be R&B nigga for now because I don't know how it's going to pan out. But we've been texting. I'm supposed to go to one of his shows in the DMV coming up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pull up. Like, why not? Like, we've been talking. So we've been talking for over a year. I started talking to him when I went to Abu Dhabi last year.
Damn, over a year is a long time.
And then I got back with my nigga the week after.
Oh.
So literally, he's just been like, I knew you was going to get back. Every time I broke up, we got back talking, we flirt. Then I'd be like, oh, never mind, I'm back with my nigga. We got to cut it off.
Hmm.
Then he was just in New York over the summer. And I took him to one of my favorite restaurants. And I was like, okay, this is a cute little vibe. And now that like I'm out of celibacy. No, I took him to Fish Cheeks. Fish Cheeks is my favorite restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And so after we did that, we've just been talking now. So literally, he hit me up after like congratulating me on my last show. And I said, you be playing. And his response was like, nah, I'm on your ass. And I immediately responded and was like, you're not on my ass because I don't have flowers sent from you to congratulate me on my last show. He said, send me your address right now. And it's literally just that. I don't want the words anymore. I don't want you to sit here and gaslight me. I don't want you, and I don't want to use all them like buzzwords, but I know what I want. If you're going to sit here and be able to say you're proud of me for completing my tour that you know I've been on for fucking 8 months? Where's my flowers?
Yeah.
Show me.
Also, like, sometimes I think what I have learned a little bit, men watch women like that are doing shit, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, she got other niggas. And I ain't gonna tell you that I don't.
I mean, I ain't about to make you think you're right. Doing and it's not that I want to say that, but
that,
I want you to show up in the way that if I sit here and travel to come see you, it makes sense. Again, being on the same page.
I have a date coming up with this guy. I wanted to show you him. I think he's super sexy.
Okay.
Tall. He's like in tech-ish, but so my type. Just like you could tell he's weird.
Uh-huh.
That makes me like him.
Uh-huh.
But really witty. And one thing, I did meet him on an app. And one thing that he...
I mean, you just showed me his app profile.
Oh, no, but nobody else can see it.
Okay.
Met him on an app. And one of the things I realized on his profile that I don't see is he's looking for a long-term relationship in monogamy.
Monogamy, damn. Bitch, you can't do that. You being honest?
Yeah, I think I could. I want to fuck bitches together, though. But
that ain't monogamy.
It's monogamish.
Look at you already bending with the nigga.
I could give up pussy, though. I was saying
you could give up pussy?
I'm not fucking a bitch right now, so I figure I could live like this. But I did think to myself, like, oh, like, you know, I fantasize a little too much as a Pisces. You play these scenarios in your head. But I was like, yo, the one thing that I know that I need, this sounds so mean.
Uh-oh.
I do need to fuck with a nigga with money, bro.
Oh, I just said that.
I can't.
I just said that to my homegirl. My ex nigga had enough money to where it was cute, but it wasn't my money. And now, literally, 22-year-old make more money than me. And I literally told my therapist, I said, but at least I know when we go out, he got it. And his apartment is nice. And money is just not going to be an issue at all with us.
I just don't like thinking about what we're about to spend because, like, I know how I rock. But
same.
Here's the thing.
Bitch, I have a
handful of rich friends. And then I have a handful of my day ones that maybe aren't rich.
Right.
But how I roll with them friends, like, my trip to Ibiza last summer, bless you. Me, Gabby, and Andre went. And I was like, okay, we planned this in 72 hours, nigga. I'm not flying 14 hours sitting out. And everybody's like, oh, we're not. And we fucking picked the best mansion we found. We fucking did it all. We had amazing dinners. And I was like, I want to do this with a nigga. But that nigga gotta move like this. And also, I don't want to be so crazy wild when I meet a rich guy more than I want it to be normal. So, like,
I know. That's what
I'm saying. Matter of fact, that's my manifestation.
Give me that rich nigga.
I want to know that you do like that salty ass motherfucking caviar. I need to know what you, bro. You saw me order that shit before the live show.
I just ordered it yesterday. Oh, you ordered caviar before the live show?
You see me eating it?
That bitch, I saw it on top of the steak. But
Oh, no. I ordered. So I have a hack.
Y'all, real quick. We both ordered Nobu before the New York live show. Bitch, I had a whole omakase hoe.
Let me tell you what I do. This my hack. Caviar be 125 minimum, right? For 4 ounces. 3 ounces maybe sometimes.
No, bitch. I just spent 100 for one at a steakhouse.
Maybe you're right. But you could get caviar top tartare. I'll do that, and then I'll put it on top of the other shit. Bitch, I'll be playing.
I didn't see you do that.
I'll be trying. So I just feel like
not you scamming caviar. You're annoying.
I just want a man that also does lavish shit.
I agree.
Because for me, that's the energy I want at this age. I want to invite it in. I was inviting it in when I was in my 20s, and I was able to get it. It was just another nigga's money. And now,
I want to invite it in as a companion.
When I was with Old Bay, that was one thing I'll say that I enjoyed. Whatever the fuck we wanted to do, we did it.
Right.
And I need that again.
Right.
Like, bad bitch.
Which is funny because our vanilla shit is about the opposite. And welcome to dating, bitch.
Is it about dating for love?
Nope.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
So, according to the New York Post, men are manipulating women with a sick new penny dating trend. Or psychological torture.
Don't even know what that means.
However you want to do it. So, according to Indy 100, the method involves a man putting in 100% investment at the beginning of romance before deliberately dropping the level of effort until his female partner feels lucky to get the bare minimum.
Oh.
TikToker Erica Pham explained the tactic in a viral video
that
gained 7.6 million views. Pham said that she was talking to a male friend about quote-unquote love bombing. Inundating a new partner with constant and extravagant displays of affection early in a relationship. The friend then told Pham that men have their own perverted twist on this tactic dubbed the penny method. This is the real thing. The pal explained that men imagine a woman is like a piggy bank, and they adjust their investments accordingly. To get her interested, obviously, at first, you have to be feeding her $100 bills. Now, here's where it gets sick.
This feels so real. I hate it.
The friend went on to explain the adjustments of attention over time. A man would deliberately decrease the amount of attention given to the girl before inflating it again ever so slightly to appease her. However, over time, the investments become smaller as the woman's self-worth is eroded. So after putting in 100% effort in the beginning of the relationship and grabbing her attention, a man decreases his investment then to 90% and then less. Basically, you just keep repeating the cycle and weaning her off your effort until you get to the point where you're giving her pennies and suddenly they're excited to receive a nickel.
This reminds me of when niggas are nice to you before they fuck you.
Yeah.
There's no one nicer than a nigga that hasn't fucked you yet.
Bro, the fact that my relationship now with men who I haven't fucked is so much stronger and fulfilling to me than niggas I've given my pussy to, this is exactly what that reminds me of. Niggas will show up and show up and show up and show up for you. And then once you give them the pussy and they feel like, oh my God, I've conquered exactly what I needed, they're going to give you just enough to keep getting what they want.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. What are we doing?
Ayanla
said,
we don't need to be fucking these niggas for 90 days.
Okay, now, I don't think the timing.
I don't think that that's true. But
okay,
Alex is producing a podcast at the moment for a woman whose Instagram is called Matchmaker Maria.
Okay, I know her. She was going to come on the pod. She was the matchmaker for B. Simone.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know her.
I'm familiar with her.
But he told me, you should try this thing I heard Maria say. He said, she says, you need to have 12 dates before you have sex. The dates don't have to be real dates. They can be phone calls. It could be some kind of touch point.
I've done that with 22-year-olds, so I feel like it's a good
me
time.
Too.
Okay.
And he was like, apparently that's like a touch point or some way. I don't know what the real thing is, but long story short, I think that's a cool piece of advice because I do think there needs to be some investment in your time together. And I think that what had gotten me a little bit stronger with the dread nigga before sex was just that I didn't live here.
Mm.
So we had to keep up with each other.
Right.
And I realized that I was like, oh, it ain't like I wouldn't have fucked. We just didn't have time to go on those dates yet.
I mean, I feel like also because we are also comfortable, when I say we, I mean women, in situationships where we receive the bare minimum, as soon as a nigga is just nice, we think that they're
look
giving
that
us a lot
said.
More. Yeah, that they're giving us a lot more than they really are. And so in terms of men who don't know who else you're entertaining, a man who comes off, which is what I told you actually, and which is why I stopped. I felt like the nigga in the Bay, I felt love bombed. I felt like he was too nice. He was helping us pack up the show. Like, and I was like, ooh, this feels too nice, like too soon. And I retracted from that, but I also was like, oh, this is probably what works for people.
And
like,
also
because a lot of men aren't nice. A lot of men, especially the ones that look good or got money, they don't have to do much. So to know that men will show up again as their representative, real nice. And then once they got you, bitch, they got you and they can just show up starting to get less. I do feel like, I mean, that was, I mean, a lot of my relationships.
I'll be honest, any boyfriend I've ever had, it was consistent. Like Old Bay wasn't the nicest. He actually got nicer.
Okay. But what about like just other people, like, because this is the dating method. So this isn't we go together. This is niggas that probably you fuck, and after a while, it just becomes a long going situationship because they just feeding you less and less and less.
So
and less.
As a Pisces and as someone that's very emo, niggas need to know what to do to keep me. And
okay,
they kind of do it.
Okay,
but I'm also very vocal about it. So I don't know if they're just doing it out of reluctancy, but like, I'm gonna share the text message. I was a little
live show.
I was actually a little mad. I said, oh shit. Bitch, you know I be on what's up? Love niggas. Okay. I said, oh my God, I think I know why I was being needy. I was just like really not feeling good after the show. I'm sorry, I've been working so hard, I just don't know what to do right now. He goes, LOL. Nah, baby, this you on the regular. And it's okay. You are needy, but I like it. And I'm like, oh, he's just trying to be nice. But
well, no, but also you've expressed that you're needy and you've looked at that as a bad thing. And he's like, bitch, I see you for who you are and I guess I'll accept it.
And I also think like if a man enjoys super soft girly shit, and maybe that's what I've been able to lean into. I realized that the other day in my house, we were on the couch and he was like, okay, let's get in the bed. I'm like, why? You said you don't want to sleep. Well, I know you want to be close to me. And I was like, it is cute. But I kind of do like when a man can read it on you.
I agree.
And I think that maybe I've been kind of fortunate to date men that are getting it with me. Like, and maybe they've dumped me too early if they realize I am a lot. Now, I'm not so in your face about it, but I think niggas could feel it.
Right.
Like, you know when someone could tell you without saying it to you? I might be real quiet if they're like, oh, I gotta go. I'll be like, okay. Like, I'm mad about it. You know I'm mad.
Oh, yeah. I'm very vocal. Like,
I want the kissing and the hugging and all that shit before you walk out this door.
I think that that's the difference now with me, though. Like, the nickel ain't going to be enough. You got it. Bye. Like, and I'm now going to be a little bit more vocal with the things I need. And if you can't do it, I'm not going to wait for you to find out how to do it. Go give the next bitch a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a nickel.
I mean,
I want the whole silver dollar haul. I want the $100 bill. I want the blue cheese bills, bitch.
That's a man that's not trying to. I think I was watching or listening to something that said, why do men need to hit the numbers for women?
And what do you mean hit the numbers?
Like, why do they need to fuck women? What is the goal sometimes when they don't want a relationship? And a lot of it, it said, could be a social climb, saying, oh, I took that bitch down.
Not only social climb, I think it feeds their own ego as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like being able to say they fucked you. And so one of those things is literally doing exactly what they think it'll take to get you. And not just that, but like they're getting off at doing it. But I think the consistency is something that, again, is so difficult to find. But as women that want things, and as men too, anybody listening, we definitely need to be vocal on what we need for the upkeep. Period. BDD cooked me dinner the other day and was like rubbing my back and was like, you love this shit.
I ain't gonna hold you.
You eat this shit up.
For those listening, I have realized, now this is not a hors d'oeuvre or anything like that, but there's this nigga I follow. The way I have been turned on by niggas that could cook, because wait, my ex can't, and then 22-year-old, when I told him, I was like, so I'm finna come over, you gonna cook for me? And he said he'll have the chef come over, because the nigga got money. He's like, I'll have the chef come over. And I was like, why the fuck do I keep meeting niggas that can't cook? A part of me want a nigga that know how to cook. I need, and it's maybe hot. I gotta date a fucking Jamaican effort at this point. Because American niggas don't know how to cook. Ooh, it's an American thing.
And bitch, now I'm dating a Nigerian nigga, he don't know how to cook.
I feel like Islanders and African men know how to cook.
That nigga, maybe he just don't.
All I know is all the American men I keep meeting, and yes, the African Americans, because y'all know I don't date the whites or anyone else. All of the niggas I date do not know how to cook. They literally will tell me they don't know how to boil water.
No, BDD is the only nigga that I know how to cook.
And at this point, I feel like I need to get me a Caribbean man this year so that I can have a nigga make me a whole meal. I want a nigga to be like, baby, I want to make you fat. Even though, don't make me fat. But I want you to, like, feed me.
Bitch, you want to not be heartbroken?
I want to see a nigga in
the kitchen. Don't date a Jamaican, babe.
Wait, bitch. I want to see a nigga in the kitchen with a little apron. And I want him to know how to put, like, the little seasons all over the little shit.
You
want to
see a nigga with an apron.
Okay, maybe not the apron, but I want to see him with some basketball shorts, no shirt. So don't cook no bacon, because that, baby, that bacon grease going to pop up at you and I don't want you to hurt. I want to see a nigga just basketball shorts with the slides, the little Jordan slides, little hood nigga with the socks on. Ooh. Making some motherfucking a meal. And when I say a meal, I need a vegetable, I need a starch, and I need a meat hoe. I want a nigga to be like, and you know what? I even made dessert. I want that, goddamn it. Let me get off the Food Network. I'm be mad as hell. Anyway, well, I want to get into a whole bag.
Why don't y'all start tagging Mandy in your meals you make?
No, I follow.
That'll be fun.
I ain't going to hold you. I follow a lot of cooking ass niggas on Instagram, bitch. I be saving their little recipes. Like, ooh, let me, I'll make this one day. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways, instead of hors d'oeuvre, because I'm not having sex, I wanted to get into hope facts, which was really interesting. This is digging into Spartan women, okay? So Sparta was in many ways an odd one out of ancient Greece. And y'all know, I've been to Greece. While women in Athens were kept so secluded that they were sought to speak their own dialect, Sparta's women received great freedom for the time. When the Spartan queen Gorgo was asked, why is it that you Spartan women are the only women that lord it over your men? She said, because we are the only women that are mothers of men. But here's the crazy thing. I want to get into what happens on their wedding night.
Bitch, I'm a mother.
Now, this is for Spartan women. And this is what took place on their wedding night, which was really interesting. The wedding night could be a strange affair for a Spartan woman. Her hair would be shaved off and she would be dressed in a man's cloak and sandals. Thus dressed, she would wait in the dark for her husband to steal in and have his way with her. Some historians have suggested that this cross-dressing on the part of the bride was to get a man more, quote unquote, used to spending time with his male brothers in arms and used it to the delights of homosexuality.
That's kind of hot.
Is that not crazy?
Well, like
we
that.
Talked about cross-dressing on this pod as it pertained to men dressing up very feminine-like, but we've never talked about...
God, that scared me.
Look, not Cam scaring you.
Bro, I don't know why. I just thought we were getting robbed. I told you.
Because we're in Brooklyn. Y'all don't listen to fucking Weezy.
Wait, what?
We're in Brooklyn. I thought we were getting robbed. Oh my God.
No, bitch. I watched some shit last night about like home invasions and it just kind of like, sorry. Need a Xanax.
I'm weak. Anyways, it was really interesting because I was like, damn, I don't think we've ever really talked about cross-dressing where women dress up as dudes and have their male partners fuck them.
The only like, thing that I'd seen like that was in Sex and the City.
Oh, wait, this, look at, here we go. Y'all, in 2024, we're still getting Sex and the City references. Let's go.
Bitch, because Sex and the City is gone. So basically, Charlotte went to this guy's place because he wanted to paint her. He likes to paint women as men. And when she put on the suit, he put like a bulge in her pants and she was like, oh, I felt more masculine. I felt like a man. I felt like I could pull him into me. She made out with him, made the first move. And it was hot because literally like he got to look at her being womanly and fuck her. I think that's why niggas sometimes so real quick,
I want to ask you. You dating a nigga? Nope. Let's get into, I would love to know if you are, how you rock with this. So you dating a nigga, you meet a nigga, and he's like, yo, ma, I want to fuck you in some Timberlands with a throwback jersey, with a snapback and a do-rag, and I want you to bush your eyebrows out. No makeup.
I like that.
You like it?
Niggas like when I have my hair in a bun and dress like a boy because they say I look like Loving Basketball.
And on that note, let's get into a horrible decision.
I do.
Bitch, you do not look like Sanaa Lathan, ho.
Well, a little vibe, ho.
Have you ever even played basketball, ho?
It doesn't matter, bitch. I fucked a basketball player.
Okay. On that note.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The horrible decision this week. This is one I've been sitting on because this is literally where I've been mentally. And with this show being 7 years old, with us just wrapping up the Climax tour, I wanted to have the conversation around sexual liberation. Are we really sexually liberated? And this came from an article from the New York Post, yet again, where an Australian woman said she had sex with 300 people in 1 year.
That's insane, but shout out to her.
And found the experience, quote unquote, empowering. She's 26 years old and goes by Annie Knight. And she said that she even managed to bed 5 people in a single day during the frisky fun year. She said, I felt empowered afterwards. Sex makes me feel good. It's meant to make you feel good. Knight sleeps with men and women and told the radio program that she met many of her sex partners on dating apps. However, she also has a quote unquote roster of regulars on speed dial that she calls up whenever she feels like getting down and dirty. She said the messier the sex, the better. Not everyone is impressed with her unashamed enthusiasm for sex. And one hater described her as disgusting. A few years later, I got fired from one of my jobs. I'd just started a new role. I was on day 5 and actually went home sick that day. I received an email saying termination of contract. She went on to explain that she was shocked, didn't know what was going on, and before opening the email to discover screenshots of her adult content. There was a list of three reasons why she was fired, basically. They said that she falsely advertised that she had a side business, didn't ask permission from the company to run a side business, and that she had online pornographic images of herself and crude language that was against company rules.
Okay.
We talked about how that's settled for law enforcement and things like that, but I really wanted to talk about in this age of celibacy.
I actually want to build on that a little bit.
Yes, talk to me.
So I felt like I had to sex shame someone that came to WTF Media recently.
Oh. Do explain, not the sex shame.
Mind you, if any of the employees were making sexual content, that'd be fine. We had someone bring a sub, and I think I mentioned it to you when Steph Dom was in there, and they were walking their sub around the building and That's got right. us into trouble. And, you know, we've been there 3 years, and like, Alex and I don't want to fuck this shit up. And I was like, bro, I understand people have their kinks, but like, you're not about to get your shit off to the point where we get kicked out. Like, right. we're feeding people. As you know, people are paying their rent from our businesses.
Right.
Like, you're not about to fuck this shit up. And so I actually came down on the employees possibly a little too hard, to where Tiana was even like, bruh, everybody works really hard. Like, I was like, if anybody does this, if I see anybody do this again, if you watch some shit like this happen, it's your responsibility to make sure when no one's fucking up in this building that we stay here. Like, this is our job. If not, like, fuck everybody. I was so upset. And this is a while ago, but I remember thinking, like, was I shaming that person's sex life? They also were paying to use the studio.
Right.
But I do think there's a way that you need to conduct yourself in terms of professionalism when it comes to the content that you're making and how it coincides with the businesses that you interact with.
Right.
Like, granted, yeah, I want people to make whatever they want. I've had people ask if they could do squirting stuff in my studio. I've had to say no. Right. Like, there is certain imagery that I want to be out there and some that are not. And I think it's perfectly fine. Where I remember in the past, we had started debating about a student's mom.
Yeah.
That I feel like doesn't count. Because, like, it's a kid. How can you blame their mother? But for workplaces, I'm kind of starting to change the tide a little bit.
Okay.
So nurses and the OnlyFans. I know Ali Ray is a big performer that was very popular. She may be one of the most famous. There was New York Post shit about her, about how she got fired. She was a nurse.
I mean, there was a lot of law enforcement last year as well, in the last couple of years because of the pandemic, that were let go.
I think two things. I don't think your past should be held against you.
Okay.
However, if someone does have something in place where they don't want pornography shared within their, like, I get it.
Which I'm wondering, I mean, I haven't applied for a job, but if that was a question asked, it's the same type of question where you can't lie on applications even, which is why they ask about felonies and, you know, any sort of charges, or have you ever been let go of a workplace? They ask these questions also to see your honesty. I think that there is character or morals in which companies hire people that are employed by them.
Entertainers are held against with their commentary from a tweet.
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit, I remember what Forbes didn't want to work with me because I said something on this podcast recently. They were like, oh, well, she said that we did XYZ. And like, ooh, it is what it is. I used to want to be in Forbes so badly. Guess that'll be done.
But, right.
I mean, it's true. They didn't want me to have a show about a certain type of sexual content. So it sucks, but that is their choice. What can I do?
Right.
You know?
I think the conversation that I wanted to quickly have was around being really sexually liberated. And it comes from, in my quest of celibacy, I've questioned what sex has meant to me in the past, what it means now. The sexual revolution, by the way, is known as sexual liberation, where it's a social movement that challenged traditional codes of behavior related to sexuality and interpersonal relationships throughout the developed Western world from the 1960s to 70s. Sexual liberation included increased acceptance of sex outside of traditional heterosexual, monogamous relationships, primarily marriage. The normalization as well of contraception and the pill, public nudity, pornography, premarital sex, homosexuality, masturbation, alternative forms of sexuality, and the legalization of abortion. Now, in all of which that stems for, I know that that's what we represent here on Horrible Decisions, but it's been really like almost draining to me to relive some of like the decisions on why I had sex in ways that I think internalized that it was liberating because I was making the decision. But then, you know, now that I have a different relationship with money, with my body, with myself, I realized that I was maybe feeding in and having sex more so for the other person more than myself at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where I'm like, now I want to make sure I'm having sex for my reason, like for me. Even being in a non-monogamous relationship for 3 years and being in the sex club space and being violated in those spaces with people that are supposed to know the fucking code of ethics is like, what's liberating about this? Mm-hmm. But it's also because I feel like I've been hurt by it. And I think that when we think of sexual liberation, right, it's been hard to A, feel violated in a space that made me feel so liberated, but also to know that sex is something that's so empowering that could also be so demoralizing in terms of trigger warning. When we talk about sexual assault, when we talk about manipulation, when we talk about rape, and it's just been this thing where I've just been like, what exactly, my relationship with sex, what exactly is liberating about it? And because you've been able to have such a healthy, explorative relationship over the past few months, I wanted to just have that conversation. What is liberating to you about sex right now in your 30s? And has that changed from how you viewed your relationship with sex in your 20s?
I think I'm having all the sex that I want to have.
Okay.
When I was with Old Bay towards the end of our relationship, I had sex with him because I felt like I was supposed to as a girlfriend.
Mm.
Not saying that he ever forced me. I want to be very clear. Our relationship was very consensual. It was more about like, oh, I'm mad at this thing. Oh, he cheated on me. I hate him. Oh, I'm not that attracted to him anymore. It was just like, but I'm going to do this, right?
Mm.
Because I'm trying. All the sex I'm having is because I want to. It's either me initiating, me welcoming it. And I think that is the biggest part of sexual liberation, period. Anything is, from a libertarian perspective, is the choice. But, and that's probably why in the beginning of the conversation about fun, and you're saying I'm done with fun, I think I wasn't having fun. I was maybe in the past feeling used instead of feeling like I was asking for sex.
Well, and that's the thing. I think in the moment, even with writing this book, going back to some of the episodes that were referenced and the partners that I know I had at those times, I was like, was this fun? Was I having this sex because I really enjoyed it? Or did it validate me because a man actually wanted to fuck me? Because I had very low self-esteem.
I don't think we'll ever know.
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm working through that right now where it's like, actually, if I sit here and in my moment talk about what that experience was, today I'm crying about it, which means the power that maybe I expressed on the podcast in the podcast on the moment where I'm like, yeah, I did this. I got that money, got flued out. When I reliving and rethinking of what those moments were, I realized that I was lying to myself. And I think that that's where being liberated now, having this podcast and knowing we going to be here for a little longer. You know what I mean? I really want to be intentional on if I'm having sex with someone, how and why is it making me feel as great as I used to believe it made me feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because I realized that it made me feel good because I felt wanted. I felt sexy, but it was only because men actually wanted me in a space where I would cry that boots wouldn't go up my calves. I could only wear stretch pants because jeans didn't fit me. I was a size 18 and I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, I also was poor. So a nigga buying a flight meant so much. Bitch, we buy flights like it ain't nothing. Now you just said you went to Ibiza and planned that shit in 72 hours. So like, even my relationship with money was so different that my association with sex, I felt like that was all I could offer. And it brought me joy that people wanted to have it with
me. Oh my God, you are just making me think of something. Someone I know is having sex with a really rich man.
Okay.
Who they've been having sex with for a long time.
Okay.
And they said to me this morning, this is someone who has an amazing job and is gorgeous and is like lit. They were like, sometimes when I'm with him and we're just doing nothing, I feel like I gotta be the sex girl. Because I'm like, look at all these things you have. Like, why are you here? And I was like, really? Like, as smart as you are and as hot as you are, like, anyone would die to be with you. And that's why you have this guy. Tell you later.
But that's, so what she said is exactly what I'm trying to figure out, right? I don't want to lead with sex. Because I actually am finally in a moment where, oh, I know why you're here. I'm cool as fuck. I'm lit as fuck. I got my own shit. And so wow. I'm on the opposite.
Brianda and I just had this conversation.
Bro,
Mandy, I said the opposite.
You said, wait.
Oh, wait,
you said
I kind of said the opposite. I kind of said the same thing you said, but I was like, she was like, dude, I was looking at you on stage. And I just thought, you're the hottest girl. You're so pretty. Like, you're one of my hottest friends. And I was like,
wait.
Girl, I don't even know. Like, wait. I was like, I'm not saying I don't think I'm hot. I was like, she was like, and she was saying something in terms of like a man wanting to be with me. And I was like, there's so many beautiful women, Brianda. Like, I see them every day. I think men want to be with me because I'm cool. I don't even know if it's because I'm attractive anymore. Like, I think that men are so attracted to my personality. I don't even know if niggas look at me like I'm pretty. There's so many levels to like what men think bad bitches are nowadays.
Oh, absolutely.
That like, me and you are not, we don't edit our photos like that.
Listen, and y'all see me and say I look better in person, so I love that
shit.
I
love hearing that.
Oh my God.
That's the best compliment.
But it's not, because it makes
me say we look short.
It makes me want to take this shit off YouTube, you bitches. Like,
but
no.
It's just
to know that
whatever.
We look better in person makes me feel good.
I'm okay with that.
But that's where I'm like, actually, first off, I know I'm going to be your best fuck. I know I'm going to eat your ass like another bitch don't. I know I'm going to have fun and we can go out and your homeboy's going to like me. Your friend's going to like me. Everyone is going to enjoy me. And so now I know that. So I'm not leading with sex anymore. And that's where I'm like, so then what is my power then of sex with somebody? How does that liberate me to know that I am? And I also feel this way. Let me also be very clear. Mm. Outside of all the other ways I showed up, my ex got all of me. And I realize now though, that sex is giving somebody a lot of you that a lot of these niggas don't deserve. And
that's
where
why I think I only had one new body last year. I fucked BDD and Dread. That's it.
And Lambo. Lambo was new. Lambo wasn't?
That was the year before.
Okay.
Remember we did the Plan B episode?
At the top of the year. We sure did.
And it's funny that you made that face.
We sure did.
Because Alex said that to me. He's like, nah, bitch, you fucked somebody. I was like dating a celibate nigga.
Oh, and you were dating the celibate nigga.
So then BDD and I had sex and then I met Dre. But hopefully I got some dick. I'll put new dick at the end of the year. But who knows? But anyway, point is, I realized like,
I mean, technically you also fucked the bitch that smelled like shit.
No, she didn't fuck me.
Well, you fucked her.
I didn't. She shit on me.
Ah, and it didn't shit on you. You fingered her ass.
Sure,
and it
babe.
Smelled like shit.
Sure, babe.
But yeah.
She shit on me.
I hate it. I'm weak. Anyways, that's kind of like where I've been with my mind about sex and what it means to me and how do I feel liberated again with giving somebody something that I know they want without getting what I want, essentially. And I think that that's where I'm at, too. That's why I'm like, okay, in what ways do I need a man to show up? Because if I'm going to give them sex and that's all they want from me, I do want to be sure I'm getting something. And I think that that's why me and 24/7 have been rocky, because I let them know I felt empty.
Yeah.
And I shared that on Patreon. If y'all want to join us on Patreon, I explained that like sex in the moment was so fulfilling, but then after I felt empty and I didn't feel good after sex. Like I felt like, damn, and now you're gone. And now I don't feel good.
I think you're going to get back to where you were.
That's why
I'm
trying to fuck this 22-year-old, bitch.
I just think that in this particular moment of your life, you had a huge breakup, a lot of changes,
a
cutting
ton of
things
changes.
Off. I think you just need a second. You're
I know, which is why I've been celibate for as long as I have. And I literally was like,
abstinent.
I'm glad that I was. Bitch, shut up. Anyways, real quick, we're starting off the year. Let's do home mail before we get up out of here. So the home mail, by the way, y'all know you can send us your home mail at horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Please send some home mail because I like reading your tea.
Yeah, but also label it home mail, okay? So, hey, Weezy and Mandy, spelled both of our names wrong, but let's get into it. I want to start by shouting, yeah, ho. I love you ladies so, so much.
Not enough.
Not to get our names wrong, bitch. Ideal besties for real. And so, you know, I've been a faithful listener since way back when, because is there anything else better to do? No, you're right.
Spell our names right in.
Now, this is how we are not going to start off the new year, but this is why I wanted to read this.
Okay.
Now, to get to the real reason for this email, I've been involved with my situationship for like over a decade now. Yes, decade. Because the things we do behind closed doors were blank. Just insert there.
Adam!
We recently got into a heated argument via text over the fact that I didn't want to give him no pussy.
Okay.
I looked at it as payback because he was supposed to drop some dick off for my birthday and he didn't. We exchanged words. His were a bit more hurtful than mine and hurtful enough to cut that nigga off for good. I won't disclose everything that was said, but he basically said, fuck me, and called me an ugly bitch. I do believe this to be true because he has never once complimented me on my looks and isn't affectionate in the bedroom. Now, at first, I was a tad bit in my feelings because who wants to hear those words? But on the other hand, it kind of turned me on knowing he supposedly isn't attracted to me, yet fucked and begged for this pussy like it was his last.
Oh.
I haven't spoken to him in over 5 months now.
Not a beggar.
But I can't stop thinking about the fact that if he was to hit me up for sex, I would answer and proudly sit on that dick, knowing he finds me unattractive. And loudly recite, fuck this ugly pussy during Pound Town. If you want to see photos of me to be the judge, I'll gladly send them over. I didn't respond to that. She said, and I'm not going to lie, he's fine. I mean, green eyes fine. Am I delulu?
How do you know who the fuck green eyes is?
I don't know, maybe because I talk about how fine he is.
Oh.
He said, am I delulu in my Mandy voice? Is this a kink? Apologies for the long email. Continue keeping it cute. Signed, an ugly hoe. Weezy, what is your immediate thought on this?
I don't think he thinks she's ugly. I think he was just angry.
Okay.
Because 10 years, you're attracted to somebody.
Okay. I'm listening.
10 years. And also, I'm not going to judge someone's photos at all.
No, me neither.
But in an argument, calling someone ugly, I've called Old Bay ugly. He's not ugly. He's handsome. Literally, people stop in the street and think he's a model. Like, I've called him ugly because I'm mad. I think that when people are angry with you, they hit below the belt.
Right.
There's things I wish I could take back that I said about people, whether I actually, let me say this. I don't really talk about people's weight, mainly because I just think that's so, I could call you so many worse things.
Right.
To me, weight is like, you know what I'm saying?
Me too. I could talk about your kids.
Bitch, because like,
And do.
Oh, one of the meanest things I've ever said to someone was, there's nothing I could say to you that's worse than what you think about yourself. I know you hate yourself. And
I said that in an email.
For real?
To the ex.
Oh, bitch, that's the
meanest. And then he wrote me back telling me how much he loves himself. Okay, narcissist.
Don't believe you.
Don't.
When someone and really don't. Hates themselves, yeah. Like, I feel bad. I did. You said something real mean about someone's partner. When we were on the way from D.C. and you were like, he's a peon and she treats him like one, as he should. And I was like, damn,
I don't remember
mean.
Which one, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, and she's right. Mm-hmm. Like when there's something mean you can say about somebody, you will. So I've definitely hit below the belt just because I wanted to hurt someone. Niggas just say mean shit. But I think, you know, you wanting to give someone sex that you feel disrespected by will affect you later.
I'll be honest with you. That's where I went with this. You believe him when he called you ugly. So you have deep insecurities within yourself right now, which you haven't spoke to him in 5 months, but you said if he hits you, you would give him pussy because he's fine. And so there's validation, like I brought up earlier. There's validation in this fine-ass man wanting to fuck you when you feel unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he called you an ugly bitch and you're like, and he's right, that's the problem. Like, you're never going to be treated better or respected or get anything that you feel like you fully deserve if you don't feel like you deserve it. And so if this man can call you ugly and disrespect you and hit you below the belt, and 5 months later, you're sending in an email saying he was right, and if he hits me up, I still would want to fuck him, and then trying to trick yourself to believe it's a kink. No, you're just in a state of insecurity right now.
And then maybe sex makes you feel good.
And sex may make you feel good, especially when it's with a fine-ass nigga.
And you've got to figure out the beauty from the inside. I know that sounds super cliche, but you got to hear me on this,
right?
The way to not make it feel cliche. So when I felt ugly or ugliest was, for me, weight. We all have so much trauma with, I know a lot of my Latina friends, their parents call them fat all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, gordo.
Huh?
Gordo.
Yeah, you getting big. They always be like, why are you getting so fat? Da, da, da. My mom, I love her to death, but my mom celebrates me losing weight so much that she never calls me fat. She just like, whoa, you look so good. You look so much better than you did a few months. And I'm like, it's like a little too much.
Okay.
But my mom is very old school, right? Like, she thinks skinny is king, which a lot of people do. And so I think that fucked me up a lot. Now, we all know Miss Jewel is great. Old people don't know what they're doing. My mom is 72, 73 in a week. And like, she just doesn't know. Like, literally saw me naked changing recently in LA and was like, oh my God, I mean, your body, this is your best. Cause you were not like, and I was like, oh man. So I think back to moments when this happened and it made me hate how I looked. Or it could be old bae telling me that I needed to lose weight or whatever it was. And so when I say within, you got to do something that makes you feel beautiful. For me, it was constant upkeeps with hair and makeup, putting on a cuter outfit when I was leaving the house. And I literally had a nigga tell me recently the way that he knew I could dress, because he ran into me. He was like, and I was like, oh my God, I look like shit. He's like, you think you look like shit because you ain't got no makeup on, but your foot put together. That little run around the street fit, that's how when you know someone can dress. Start doing those little fucking things that make you feel better. Think about when you get dressed to go out and everybody tells you how nice you look. Start just putting a little more effort into yourself that makes you feel more beautiful, including working out. You keep talking about bar a lot.
I love bar class.
Like, I think bar is something that's, it sounds super simple when you say it, but it's doing a lot.
Oh, no, no, no. I just took Crystal and Stacey, both my friends.
No, when I said,
that shit hard.
I'm not saying it's not hard. I meant simple, like all you're thinking.
Oh, no, bitch.
That shit is hard.
She was in there looking at me like, no.
The flexibility.
She said, no. Nope.
I mean, simple isn't just one class making you feel like that.
Oh, yeah. I love
that is a thing. So you have to find your thing. Bitches need a hobby,
and it
bro.
Ain't this nigga.
And think
find
back.
Find your thing, but it ain't this nigga.
Poor Minds episode. A lot of people laughing at that TJ Maxx girl. Oh, bitch. They doing Thanksgiving together?
Oh.
Do you know?
Oh.
Y'all want a little update?
Oh.
Real quick, because I know we leaving. So hit him up. I was like, yo, you going to be in New York for Thanksgiving? He's like, no, I'm taking Shorty to my parents' house in whatever city.
Look at you dating our episode.
No, I asked him what he's doing. That's the last time I caught up with him.
Oh, okay.
So he said, I'm taking her to so-and-so for Thanksgiving. And he said, yo, you ain't shit for that episode. Talking about how much money I make. And da-da-da. People going to know it's me. I'm like, no, they're not. And then he said, just to be clear, I offered her to quit her job. And I was like, doing what? He said, I offered her a position. And she told me no. And I was like, okay.
Good for her.
I agree.
Good for her.
Like, keep spending money on me.
I mean, depends how young she is. If she's young, she's stupid. Take that job now. You'll get another job.
He said that I downplayed her position, but
okay.
I guess it's TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Home Goods, some kind of...
Oh, corporate. I used to work at Ross.
But like, he said she still be at the motherfucking TJ Maxx every day.
Okay.
But he's like, but it is like a little bit better than I explained. But he's like, yo, but he's like, even in my bit brain, I feel you. Like, there are moments where I go out and I'm trying not to feel that way. People will ask her what she does for a living. And he was like, she'll fucking name drop TJ Maxx. And I'll be sitting there like, nigga, we are at San Vicente Bungalows. Like, Rihanna's at the other table. What's wrong with you? And he's like, but I can't do that because I'm in love with this person. So,
oh,
I mean.
Not in love.
Mm-hmm, girl. Oop. So I say all that to say, one of the things that he said about her that I mentioned on Poor Minds is she's always doing shit to like improve herself. And he found that so sexy. We all should be doing that, bruh. Bought these niggas. We need to do it for us. And they will find you. That girl was walking around the fucking airport. You attract people when you're doing shit like that. So if you want to fucking be attractive to people, you got to be attractive to yourself. Start pouring in.
And so this nigga ain't it, sis. And yes, you're in DeLulu, right?
He ain't that fine. Send me, matter of fact, don't send me a picture. Send me a picture of him. I can't wait to break him down.
Look like. Anyway, y'all, make sure you support us by subscribing to our Patreon. We have a ton of new content coming in 2024. So make sure you rock out with us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/horribledecisions. We are no longer 18 plus, so you should be able to find us. Also, make sure you follow us on all Instagrams and such. It's @horrible_decisions. And then @horriblepod on Twitter. Thank y'all so much for listening to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace.
Bye.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.